Here on a hill above Karlsruhe, the giant blades of three wind turbines turn slowly. It's the kind of clean energy that the world desperately needs in order to rid itself of environmentally damaging fossil fuels. But the big drawback to renewable energy sources such as this wind farm is that the power it produces is variable, says Nikolaus Lemmertz, a renewables researcher at the Karlsruhe Institute of Technology.
Now that producing renewable energy has become cheap, the question is how to deal with the fluctuations in energy production. We need to be able to store the energy in order to optimally feed the energy into the grid, or to have this energy available when the sun doesn't shine or the wind doesn't blow. So now we've seen a drop in energy production costs. The next big thing is to work on energy storage.
Insofern nach dem Preisverfall bei der Energieerzeugung arbeitet man jetzt an der Energiespeicherung.
Currently, lithium-ion batteries, the kind found in mobile phones and electric cars, have the lion's share of the energy storage market. The electric car maker Tesla, for example, has invested heavily in lithium-ion batteries, and just last month it switched on an enormous power storage facility in California. But their short lifespans and relatively high cost still limit the use of lithium-ion in large-scale power storage. At the nearby Fraunhofer Institute for Chemical Technology, a national research institute, scientists are researching a promising alternative. Here, a crane lifts up part of a 100-metre-high wind turbine that's being installed as part of a 19 million euro research project. Researchers are gathered outside to watch. One of them is engineer Peter Husinger.
It's the first part of the tower of our wind turbine. You can see the door on the bottom. We have a decent, a medium wind location here, and we're up on a hill. That means we have actually good condition to put up the turbine here. Nobody knows yet how a wind turbine in a megawatt scale behaves with such a large storage. And that's also one thing we want to find out.
And when he says large storage, he's not joking. The scientists here are building the biggest battery of its kind in Europe. When it's finished, the battery will be connected to the wind turbine as part of a long-term research project into energy storage. But it's not just any battery. It's a special type of rechargeable battery called redox flow, and it's being touted as the new hope of clean energy. Before showing me the giant battery that's being built, Peter Fischer, the leader of the team in charge of the project, takes me to the laboratory. There he shows me some mini redox flow test batteries.
So this is our laboratory where we assemble test cells for testing materials. So we see here little test cells running with two little flasks with a tiny amount of electrolyte, which is pumped through this single cell. They don't really look like batteries. They look more like chemical plants, actually.
The name redox flow has two elements. Redox is just a fancy term for reduction and oxidation, the chemical processes that occur in all rechargeable batteries. In lithium-ion batteries, the solution or electrolyte where the chemical process takes place is stored inside the power cell. In contrast, in a redox flow battery, the electrolyte solution is kept in separate storage tanks outside the power cell and is pumped or flows through the battery to charge or discharge.
There is a lot of echo.
Next to the laboratory lies a warehouse especially built to house the energy storage for the wind turbine. Upstairs are the power converters, the bits that generate the electricity, and downstairs are 16 giant storage tanks which will be filled with electrolyte, in this case containing the metal vanadium.
So, this is the actual battery.
When construction is completed later in the year, the vanadium redox flow battery will store enough energy to power 1,000 households for 10 hours.
It looks really like a brewery or a winery. We have here very big lined tanks which store the electrolyte solutions. One of these tanks stores around 50 cubic meters.
Redox flow batteries take up more space than compact lithium-ion batteries. The advantage of redox flow is that having the electrolyte solution stored outside of the power converter makes it easily scalable. So if you need to store more power, you can simply add more tanks and more electrolyte solution, and the electrolyte solution is cheap. This design also means that redox flow batteries can last longer.
This battery storage can last at least 10 years, and it can last longer because we can maintain the battery. It's like a chemical plant. If something gets damaged over time, we can replace it, so the investment stays. Also, the electrolyte has a kind of indefinite lifetime because it still has a value. Even if the electrolyte maybe somehow degrade, you can replenish it very easily. And this is also one big advantage. I don't have to throw it after 3 or 5 years away, like with regular batteries.
As the crane at the Fraunhofer Institute gingerly hoists part of the wind turbine, the researchers still have a long road ahead to optimise the system and try and make energy storage less expensive. But as cities choke on air pollution caused from burning fossil fuels, the race to find clean energy storage becomes even more important. Kate Hessein, DW, Karlsruhe.